Hey, Kasim, how long do you think it'll take for you to be able to make an impact in the NFL and perhaps get on the field with more than special teams?
I'm not sure. You know, I'm coming into a great situation at basically the NFL, what accumulates to linebacker U. So I'm just, you know, happy, extremely happy and excited to be in this position to come into such a great organization and you know, be able to compete. But, as, you know, as far as, you know, coming in and, you know, starting, I'm just going to take it one day at a time. I can't say too much about how that's going to go. But, you know, hopefully I'm just looking to come in, compete, and, you know, contribute in any way I can.
Kasim, the Bears really have made a reputation of creating turnovers on defense, and you've done an excellent job of that. Talk a little bit about how you go about trying to force fumbles and make things happen that way.
Well, you know, I don't give up on any plays, whether I'm in front of the guy and trying to, you know, put my face on the ball to make cause a fumble, or I'm chasing the guy and trying to strip him, or I'm coming in second man, third man in and stripping him. You know, my thing is, my mentality is, I want to get the ball back, and I want to get it to either to my offense, or, you know, it'd be even better if the defense could pick it up and score. That's my philosophy when it comes to defense, is, you know, getting to the ball, creating turnovers, I mean, creating takeaways, and then just going from there. So it's always instilled in my head. It's something that I worked on for the last 5 years at Rutgers, and I'm definitely going to still, you know, work on it going forward from here.
How much contact did you have with the Bears during the draft process, and can you kind of tell us a little bit about those meetings and how they went, and did you have a feeling that you might end up here?
I had really good contact with them. You know, I did some informational things, you know, the Senior Bowl and the Combine, and they brought me in on a visit this past the pre-draft, during the pre-draft process, and just when I was there, I had a great feeling. I got to, you know, meet some great guys. You know, and really got to, you know, look at the defense and, you know, look at, you know, some of the things that they do schematically. And, you know, walking away, I knew that I could very well play here and play in Chicago and, you know, be that type of guy who could, you know, learn and get the concept of the defense and be a contributor. So, coming away from the visit, I felt really good. You just never know with the draft, you know, who goes where and what a team thinks about you, where they need you, or where they see you, and, you know, if you'll be around when they would like to take you. So, you know, we had contact and we talked, but I really just didn't know what was going to happen. And, you know, my phone rang and it was an Illinois area code. I knew right then and there where I was going, and I was just, you know, just so blessed, you know, going forward from there.
Kasim, how much do you know about the Bears' history and tradition when it comes to linebacker?
I know a fair amount. You know, obviously, I know what I've seen, and also just, you know, looking into it and talking a little bit about, you know, back in the day, you know, when guys like Buckus and Singletary were the terrors of Shottown. I mean, it's just like I said earlier, it's definitely linebacker you. And, you know, if you want to, you know, be a young linebacker or be a veteran linebacker or want, you know, go down in history as one of the greats, I don't see a better place to be in where you can, you know, come into a place where you traditionally produce great linebackers, and, you know, you still have great linebackers on the team, and you can come and learn from them. I mean, you know, Lance Briggs, man, who my count is that guy? He's one of the great, you know, Brian Urlacher, who was just there. He's definitely a great linebacker. Nobody can attest that. But, you know, just being in this position, coming in, to such a great tradition of linebackers and a great tradition of defense, I'm just extremely excited to be a part of that.
Where do you think you're a better fit at linebacker, on the inside or the outside, and what kind of feedback did you get from teams in the pre-draft process about where they saw you as a fit?
You know, I think I can play, you know, wherever I need to. Teams were telling me that they liked me on the inside in the 3-4 game, and some teams said they liked me at will, you know, 4-3 in the 4-3 game. But you know, no matter where teams told me, they all had good feedback for me and told me that they know that I could be a linebacker and I could play. They told me some of the things I would have to improve upon, and basically just, you know, gave me the confidence, gave me the feedback that I needed to know that, you know, I can actually play in the league and be a linebacker and play any position on the field. So, you know, that's how I feel, and I know I can play inside or outside, whatever the Bears need from me. I'm going to work my hardest to do it and work my hardest to be, you know, that guy who's going to actually, you know, be productive when it's time for me to play.
Kasim, did you get a chance to talk personally with Mel Tucker, and what are your impressions of him?
I did, and I mean, honestly, I love him. I just, when I went down, I sat down there on my visit with him for a little while, and, you know, he told me, I reminded him of a player who he coached once before, and he liked what he's saying to me on film, and those things that made me feel real good and feel real confident. And you know, I'm just excited to get down there and work for him. Like I said, I'm so excited to get down to Chicago and just work, you know, compete and just show everybody why, you know, I would deserve to be there and you know, just do the thing that I love, play the game of football. It's just, even right now talking about it, it's kind of getting me, you know, worked up because, you know, I've played football since I was 5 years old, and it's just, can't even sum into words, you know, how good it feels to, you know, be a part of something, you know, so special. And, you know, I mean, like I said, talking to Coach Tucker, he just made me feel comfortable and made me feel like I'm ready to get down there and go to work.
Kasim, do you feel like a fourth rounder, or do you think you should have gone a little bit higher?
You know what? I don't really get into that stuff. I don't care. I just wanted my name to be called or wanted to be given the opportunity to get into somebody's camp. Experts, they rank you high and all that stuff. And you see it every year. Somebody goes lower than they're supposed to. Somebody goes higher than they're supposed to, or what they were expected to go to by the experts. And, you know, people get caught up into that. And that was never my focus. I've talked to my agent a lot in these last couple of days, talked to my family a lot, and it was always the same thing. You know, we blessed to be in this position because, you know, a couple of years ago I wasn't in this position. Just last year I wasn't in this position. I was playing college football, and now I'm playing at the elite level and the highest level, just living out my dream. It's always been my dream to be drafted and to see my name come across the screen. And for that to happen and see the reaction that I got from my family and my mom, like I said, it's just unbelievable, and it's so surreal right now. But at the same time, it's a testament to the hard work and dedication that, you know, I put in and my family's put in and all my coaches prior to this have put in to get me to this position.
Kasim, how did your experience at safety make you a better linebacker?
I think the most important thing it did for me was teach me the value of covering slots, covering tight ends, and then covering running backs. Once I moved to linebacker, it was extremely easy for me. It was easy for me to stay in front of the running backs and anticipate what those guys would be doing, what type of moves they would be making, and things like that. Safety was just great for me as far as the coverage aspect and developing my speed. Being able to be, you know, quick and instinctive and also be fast, it's all, you know, credited to playing safety for the years that I played and then now coming together as a linebacker and being in the total package.
Any other questions? If there's no more questions, we'll let you go. Thank you for your time.
All right, yes.